Action on the way, and brought to you this morning, as always, by Tulsa, Bone and Joint of Bartlesville, and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move, and also by First Baptist Church. And welcoming in folks from the Heritage Theater Cafe and Pub in Dewey. And I want to start off with the guy who usually is the director for all of their productions, Kevin Minich. Kevin, good morning. Nice to have you here this morning.
Morning, Charlie. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's
a good Thursday morning, and you know, who doesn't like weekends?
So, sky's blue and the birds are singing.
There you go. Sounds good to me. And even if it turns a little gray, we could use the rainfall, so it's okay. You
know? Absolutely. We need the rain.
Yeah. So you have a production. You seem to always have a production in work, which is good, and that's the way actors should be.
Well, at Heritage Theater, we like to keep a steady operation of plays, upcoming events. Concerts, we've got comedy coming up, so we like to always have something going on.
Yeah, live theater, and frequently you're doing a film presentation, so it kind of all works well with the arts in general, and when you combine the arts with some good food and great company, you know, why not?
That's the idea, is to have a place where people can come and enjoy a good show and get a bite to eat that's in a good, clean, relaxed atmosphere.
You're seemingly always updating the facility, you know, changes to the sound system, something going on.
We do. We like to always have things constantly in motion, and change is a good thing. We've got some big changes coming up in the building and the building next door in the next year, so...
We were up there for a broadcast, I don't know, a week or two ago. Time flies when you're having fun. And Giz was just talking about some of the updates, and I'll wait until they're completely done before we announce them. But, yeah, sounds like a good idea.
We've got some good changes coming down the works.
You brought along a couple of cast members of, I believe, the next production. And
Café Mérider.
Oh, it's a little bit of a French tone to it, the way you say it?
Well, I play the French chef in it, so I play Chef Franck.
Oh, okay.
So, but here's my other cast members. I've got Kristen Duncan, and I've got Shelley
Colvern.
You keep calling by their character names, you forget their real names, right?
That's frequently what happens in theater.
Yeah, it does, and because that's what you are trying to foster with the actors, is that transformation. A few feet off the stage. I was always taught 6 feet, but sometimes you don't have 6 feet, so whatever works for you.
4.5, maybe.
Yeah. Anyway, I assume a murder mystery is something surrounding somewhere with food, if the word cafe is in there.
That's right. It's Café Mérider, and it's a murder mystery that happens in a little cafe, oddly enough called Café Mérider, which is right in the middle of the Heritage Theater Cafe and Pub.
All right. Well, let's see. So we're a murder mystery in a cafe, inside a cafe, one of those play within a play things.
That's right.
Sound like a good idea. But without obviously giving away too much, but let's tease the audience a little bit with what's coming up.
Well, we've got a wonderful evening planned. We've got rosemary chicken planned for our meal, mm-hmm. and you'll get your rosemary chicken.
I think I met her one time.
You'll get obviously your vegetables, your salad, and then a nice dessert.
Okay, so the food sounds great, and you brought along at least a sample of the cast to kind of let us know a little bit about the murder. A male corpse or a female corpse?
Female corpse, played eloquently by Donna Bass.
Corpses are tough to play.
Right, right. Well, it's about Miss Rosemary, and uh-huh. Rosemary has her birthday with her 5 sisters over at a place called Café Mérider, mm-hmm. and she's a very disagreeable woman, and something bad happens to her, and so you have to find out who done it.
Uh-huh. Murder mysteries typically have someone playing the role of, whether it is a profession or just the role of a detective, trying to delineate all the information, a red herring or two probably along the way.
Right. There will be red herrings, and our detective in this case is Mr. Jack Flea Hardy, who is the owner and a proprietor of Mastercraft Jewelers,
just
who knew that he could
street.
Act, too. He's a great actor,
yeah.
and he plays Detective Renegade Harris III.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. All the makings for a film noir, but we're doing it live theater. So.
Right.
Yeah. We've mentioned parts of the cast, but you did bring a couple of cast members along.
I did. I have Shelley Colvern, who mm-hmm. plays...
Volney, the truck-driving sister who just got out of prison and does not like Rosemary at all, or any of the rest of her sisters.
Well, how disagreeable of you.
Yes. I just like to drive my truck and be away from all of the family.
Well, you could do that in a truck, but you stopped by this cafe apparently because you were hungry.
For the birthday party, after my sisters bribed me. to come.
They had to bribe you to come?
They had to bribe me to come to Rosemary's birthday because Rosemary is disgusting.
Okay, now you got some history with this person somewhere.
Yes, yes. Rosemary and I have a long history. She rides in my truck with me occasionally on long trips and never shuts up.
You probably want to put her in the back of the truck, don't you?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
So this is something that, you know, I know sisters are supposed to be, you know, always friends, always compatible, but, you know, I don't know any families like that.
Not in our family.
Definitely not the case in this family.
My sister, Melanie, is a vegan, and Rosemary always tries to get her to eat meat, tries to sneak it in on her, and it's ridiculous. Rosemary's ridiculous.
Well, as a famous line would say, what a revolt and development that is.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, so this is, I can see where this is going to be fraught with all kinds of family disagreements right away.
Yes, we have a number of sisters in this family. Like we said, five sisters, including Rosemary. I play Melanie, the peace-loving hippie and vegan, and none of us get along. I may be the most agreeable out of them, but I still don't get along with the rest of the sisters.
Yeah, why is it we can't get along?
It's just, you know, not in this family.
Just because you probably, and I don't know the history of these characters, this has been something that's been going on since childhood, no doubt.
Oh, yes.
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 You hit her over the head with the Barbie doll.
Well, Rosemary is a bit of a crazy hypochondriac. Yeah. Uh-huh. She has a very interesting allergy, which you'll find out if you come to the play.
Okay. And when this interesting allergy presents itself, then it's more than just fever, chills, and sneezes then, right?
A little bit more than that.
Okay. Obviously, we want people to come, so I'm not going to ask much more about that. But it sounds like it could be a part of the overall plot that is integral to what's going on.
Yes, and one of the neat things about this show is it's definitely audience participation. Before the show, while everyone's eating dinner, you'll get to experience and hang out with the cast a little bit. We'll be out and around the tables talking to everybody and in character. Mm-hmm. So you kind of get a little bit of an idea of what the characters are like, and it's a little taste into what's coming up.
And you know, that's always one of the fun things about what I think of as dinner theater, in that the cast, whether you're doubling as wait staff or simply just mingling or maybe even having dinner with the audience, any way you plant the cast out there, it becomes fun because you realize this is not the person that I believe them to be.
Exactly.
Kevin, when you've got your cast here, this is working with a murder mystery as opposed to a straight comedy or a farce or other forms of theater, presents some unique challenges, I think, to any cast.
It really does, in the fact that as you're playing these characters, you don't want to give away too much about who the murderer is or what the basic plot line is. You want the audience to be able to experience that. Mm-hmm. So it's different. And this is, to the best of my knowledge, isn't a well-known murder mystery in these parts. So it's a unique treat for the audience to be able to come and watch without knowing too much.
Sure. We will continue our time in previewing Cafe Murder and the happenings in and around the Heritage Theater Cafe and Pub in Dewey when we continue in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
And again, spending a little bit of time with the cast of the upcoming murder mystery presentation, Cafe Murder, at the Heritage Theater Cafe and Pub in Dewey. And Kevin, I think I may have misled the audience just a little bit. I made a basic assumption that I was incorrect. You are not directing this show.
I am not directing this show. I am a director down there, but the show is being directed and headed by Mrs. Gisella Robison, otherwise known as Giz.
Yeah, and so. Of course, for those that don't know, we know Giz for her creations in the kitchen, but not always we think of what's going on out front.
Giz does everything around there, and I mean everything. She's constantly going, and she stepped into the helm of director on this one, and so that I could have a break and do some acting. And she's been a fantastic director.
And of course, Giz brings a lot of credentials to that job.
That's right. Giz was formerly employed at Disney before she came to Bartlesville. She's been in the Army. She's done a lot of stuff where she's had to be a director. Mm-hmm. And so her talents are many faceted. So for her to just to be able to step into this role as director and have fun directing us, but also bring a lot of who she is to the play, too.
Did she make the choice for the production as far as this, or was it kind of a group ensemble choice?
Well, we've had people ask us if we were going to do a murder mystery for a while. It's something that we wanted to play around with. And so we went through and we chose one that we thought would be appropriate for our first one. And we just kind of gone from there.
Okay, now some murder mysteries, and I'm going to pick on a classic Agatha Christie just because, you know, Ten Little Indians or Mousetrap or some of the other classic murder mysteries are very well scripted. And if you vary too much from the script, the audience knows it because they're classics. But this one, you got a little bit of room here.
There's a little bit of room for ad-lib, and a lot of that's taken by the other actors, and in particular by Ron Ivy, who plays our Mater D. And sometimes it's hard to keep a straight face when you're on stage with that guy.
And that's a problem for actors because it is ad-lib, and when you get people who are creative and want to have a little bit of fun with the role, all of a sudden it does put everybody else in a reaction mode.
You have to be on your toes.
Yeah. And at the same time, the audience has to perceive as though that's exactly what you were expecting.
And it really works out that way. In particular, Jack Fleahardy's role of Renegade Harris, he just goes up there and has fun with it. I mean, he says all his lines, but he also brings a lot of himself to the role and a lot of creativity and fun. So.
Yeah, well, and of course, I think that's one of the keys for many actors. I mean, certainly not everybody, but many of them bring a lot of themselves to a particular role, but with a twist, with the characteristics that they perceive of that individual. Again, John Wayne, for a lot of his roles, it was John Wayne playing John Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we like it. We did it. And we come back and see him every time.
That's right. And we hope that people will come back and see our shows every time.
Yeah, well, let's talk about your show and when people can see it the first time, which, again, I always recommend. Go opening night. That's when you see it exactly the way they prepared it.
Well, opening night, alas, was 2 weeks ago and has passed. But
you missed that opportunity.
Yep, that was over on March 11th. Mm-hmm. But our next show will be actually day after tomorrow on Saturday evening. We still have tickets available. And the dinner starts at 5:30, and the show starts promptly at 7 o'clock.
And any correlation between the fact that Rosemary Chicken happens to be the entree and a character named Rosemary?
Giz is trying to tie in her food choices for our wonderful dinner theaters, all of which is quality gourmet food, to the theme or maybe a character in the plays that we're doing.
Okay.
So Rosemary Chicken for this one, just like it was the roast beef and potatoes for when I did the Big 5-0.
Mm-hmm. Okay, which of course I think was a hit. Saw a lot of great comments on social media after that. I think people really enjoyed that one.
People are starting to really understand that the Heritage Theater is there and that we've always got something going on. So that our numbers and our audience and our customers in the cafe, it's starting to grow, and we're very, very pleased with the reaction.
And you typically, for your live productions, at least as I look at it, generally either small to medium cast sizes, certainly something that fits your space very well.
Something that's manageable, and in our next production, we'll have a little bit more people in it.
No, I mean, I don't see you doing, South Pacific, The Music Man, Oklahoma from your stage.
Maybe not those right now, but we do have some stuff coming up in the works, which I'm not at liberty to discuss yet, but just hang in there. We've got some pretty big stuff coming up.
I think the large cast shows, musical, non-musical, it doesn't matter. Just simply because you're bringing so many community members in for the cast, all of their friends tend to come and see it. So it appears as though you've got a bigger audience.
Friends and family do, but well, we're really gaining in numbers. People who have never been to theater before are checking us out because they like the food, and then hey, live theater too, so it's great.
It is, and I think it's one of those things that okay, you look like you're about ready to jump in here.
No.
Okay. I try to keep track of three faces and use a lot of nonverbal cues to make sure that I get everybody in here. But again, the production again coming up just this weekend,
Saturday, March 25th. Doors open at 5:30. And the dinner starts promptly at 7. The show starts promptly at 7.
And advance tickets are best.
Advance tickets are best. On any dinner show, you want to get your tickets in advance because it is a dinner show. So we need to know how much food to prepare.
Yeah, exactly. And if necessary, an extra table here or there.
That's right.
you see, started to preview upcoming productions. I want to give you ample space if you choose to talk about them.
Well, our next production will be in April on the 25th. It's another murder mystery. This one happens to take place at a radio station.
Uh-huh.
It's called Dead Air.
Okay. Let's see. About 20 years ago, I hadn't been here all that long, but the on-air guy Sunday morning up at KIND in Independence died on the air one Sunday morning. So it does happen.
It does happen. And so in this one, somebody has been murdered. Somebody has foully murdered the Bunny Bagel Boy.
Well, at any case, Dead Air is something to be avoided at all costs, so maybe you need to buy tickets for this one early.
Yeah, we would like it for people to come in and buy tickets early as soon as they become available, and it'll be listed on our website, which is www.theheritagetheater.com, or they can check us out on Facebook.
Okay, so again, this is something that you'll want to make your plans for, circle the date. Just go ahead and write Dead Air on the calendar, April 25th, and see what happens.
We've got some other stuff coming up. Obviously, the Stray Cats car show is coming up in May. That's a big event. And then I think Shelley has something she wants to talk about.
Okay, Shelley.
Yes, on Tuesday, coming Tuesday, the 28th, Giz is hosting and one of the sponsors along with Oklahoma Girl Boutique and the Market and Dewey for a ladies' event. It's called Kick Up Your Heels. It's free hors d'oeuvres. There's going to be games, giveaways. Rustic Cup is going to be there, a fashion show. We just urge everybody to come out, get your girlfriends, come out and have a great time with us. The doors open at 6.
Okay, and more?
And as a member of the board of the Bartlesville Film Society, every first Friday at Heritage Theater, you can come and see a movie for free. And, of course, you can order something from the cafe as well. Mm-hmm. The first Friday in April, we'll be showing the film Her. So that will be a free movie you can come out and see. And then the 14th, we'll be showing Schindler's List.
Okay.
So we've got a couple good movies coming up.
A couple of award winners. But I think people know Schindler extremely well, which would do great to come out and see something familiar with. But again, if you're not familiar with Her, come out and see that one. I think you'll find it an interesting presentation.
On Thursday, we have trivia night, or tonight is trivia night.
Okay.
And so that starts at 7 o'clock, and our steak special tonight is going on, too.
Okay. Any particular categories for the trivia night? Sometimes they're general, sometimes you have specific categories.
The best of my knowledge, it's general categories.
Okay. Sounds like a good idea.
One more.
One more, please.
Yes, one more. We have one more. Giz
oh, wait,
also.
There's more.
Yay! The Heritage also hosts the Stray Cats Car Club movie night, which is the first Thursday of every month. You come in, buy your dinner, have a free car movie. Usually they're older movies that are a lot of fun to watch. You don't have
to
be.
You can just show Bullet every time. It doesn't matter.
Yes. You don't have to be a member of the car club. You don't have to own a hot rod. It's open to the public, and it's a lot of fun, and you get to see a lot of cool cars parked on Main Street and Dewey. It's kind of a trip back in time, so it's a lot of fun. I urge everybody to come out and check it out.
Although the chase through the streets of Chicago and Blues Brothers is also another great car chase, so yes. you can get that one in there, too, as well. Again, production for the Heritage Theater Cafe this weekend. I want to emphasize that one more time. Get your tickets, call today, or drop in the front door and see.
Yes, you can call our box office, which is 918-440-2393, and we are open today from 11 till 9 o'clock p.m. 11 a.m. to 9 o'clock p.m., so come on in and make your reservations.
And Phil, we'll have the lunchtime specials on the dining guide coming up later on 100.1 KYFM. That's at about 11:30. He'll run down the specials for the Heritage Theater Cafe and Pub on the KYFM dining guide. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network, 52 degrees, 5 minutes before 9 o'clock at 1400 K1.
ONN News, I'm Jacqueline Scott. The state Senate approves a teacher pay